I'm going to share a story with you about something that happened to me last summer in Greece. My wife and I went to Crete for a summer vacation. We arrived on a Friday, unpacked the bags, went down to the local hotel and had an ouzo. And we found a big book with all kinds of cruises the hotel was offering to the guests. And we flicked through the pages and we found the cruise to the Blue Lagoon, Lampedusa Island, on Wednesday. So we said that that's fine, we can adjust for a couple of days. So we booked the cruise for Wednesday. Saturday evening, the hotel informed us that the cruise agency wanted to do the cruise on Monday instead of Wednesday because the weather was turning bad and the captain was not feeling safe sailing on Wednesday. Would you mind doing the cruise on Monday? We didn't mind. Monday morning, the bus comes, get on the bus early in the morning, drive to the harbor, 2-hour trip. There's a boat. Beautiful Mediterranean, we get on the boat, we sail on, some beautiful music underlying the scene. We're on the Mediterranean, floating along, crystal blue sea and blue skies. And after 3 hours we arrive at the Blue Lagoon, pearly white beaches, heaven on earth. We have the souvlaki and the choreatiki and we dance the sitaki. We're all in heaven on earth. Lunch ended, we get back on the boat and the journey back starts and then the weather changed. The winds got stronger and the waves got higher and the boat went up and down and people weren't very happy anymore, holding on to the railing, fearing they'd fall off the boat. The winds got stronger and the waves got higher and people started returning their lunch to the sea. And the sound and the smell made more people sicker, and everybody was holding on for dear life on the railing of the boat, and everybody was absolutely miserable. And then, in the far distance, we see a huge wave come at us. And I'm thinking, run, 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 Captain, take us away from that wave. And instead of doing that, he steers the boat in the direction of the wave, and he climbs it and confronts it like a horseman, I don't know what, probably the wisest thing to do. So the wind is getting stronger and the wave is getting higher and we're riding this boat and everybody's holding on for dear life. And in his wisdom, at the peak of the wave, the captain decides to put on music and suddenly through the speakers we hear, "Oh, I feel good." Not that good. One song, Lord threw a body in the county jail, and one song after the other, and it turns out he's playing rock and roll music. And I'm thinking, this is brilliant. I've got my keynote story. This is how you storytelling in a crisis. The man didn't speak English, French, German, Dutch. He spoke Greek. And he spoke, as the poet Longfellow said, the universal language of mankind, music. And through music, he did what stories do. Stories give meaning to who we are and what we do. And scoring this scene is what Hollywood directors do. Jaws wouldn't be anything without them. That's where the story is. That's where the meaning is. The frame that provides the content with meaning and purpose. So I know this music was intentional, not accidental. And I know he was telling us his story. And he was telling us, trust me, I'll bring you back safe. The waves aren't that high, people. The weather isn't that bad. This experience, this rock and roll motion that you're experiencing now, you're getting it for free. Usually you pay $50 for a roller coaster.
And it's included.
It's included. It's free. If you don't enjoy the ride. And he did more than that. He changed the story. suddenly what was frightening became fun and exciting and an adventure. And he did something more. He changed us. Because when we arrived in the harbor, we were, well, helpless victims of circumstance. We were brave sailors who weathered the perfect storm and arrived as conquering and triumphant.